Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti. Another shutdown and another circus of the absurd. I have done so many newscasts on government shutdowns. I could, but wouldn't, just make a copy of the last one I did, spice it up a bit and publish it and put it on the air, and that'd save me a few hours worth of work. But nah, I don't think I'll do that. Sometimes work is just plain fun, and doing repeating newscasts about the lunacy of a U.S. government shutdown is just that. Fun. Well, it's lunatic fun to be sure, but you have to admit, we go through this exercise every few years, with each party blaming the other that it's the other's fault. It would be actually comedic if it wasn't such an ugly display of opposition. I asked ChatGPT for the word for the opposite of cooperation, and it came up with opposition. It also barfed up the word competition. Neither seems to exactly fit what we have here in the shutdown when it comes to making ends meet and getting agreement to the middle of the aisle and signing something to get the government up and running again. Truth be told, I guess it is somewhat like competition, each political party vying to score points, or should I say, trying to avoid black marks with the public, for being the blame for the stoppage of everything government. Being an economic-based guy and a rather Austrian-based economist to boot, I lean into U.S. government shutdowns in a certain sense of the word. I kind of like them in one weird way. Austrian economics is sort of an anti-government, reduced spending type of view that less government is better than more government. When governments shut down, they do less of what they do, and I'm kind of all for that. Ronald Reagan once said the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help." Now, don't get me wrong. Every civilized group of humans needs some sort of governing body, or else anarchy would reign supreme. The strong would take from their weak and probably kill off a few of them to boot. That Lord knows that's what happens usually. And we have seen enough of that type of behavior throughout mankind's history. But these repeated circuses of one party fighting against the other for weeks on end, while the government paycheck-dependent folks go without, is a sad and unnecessary example of how civilized people can act anything but civilized. It's an interesting note is that when the governing bodies of the U.S. government is split between both parties, stock markets actually like it. The thinking is that little to nothing will get passed when both houses of government are being controlled by two different parties. If you don't know, both houses, the Senate and the House of Representatives, make up the U.S. Congress, and are the two legislative chambers that handle making our laws. The markets do indeed lean into less regulation than more. Some argue that opens the door for more bad behavior from the greedy capitalists, while others believe it makes for more progress in a society that may have too many regulations anyway. No matter what side of the aisle you stand on, one would think two groups of people could reach some sort of agreement, known as a compromise, that would start the money flowing again. Don't think this is not about money. It is. It is said money is the root of all evil. Money has always been, and will always probably be, the root of a government shutdown. That is until we all get just a little bit more civilized. And by the way, the market will love it if the government is shut down, as well as it loves when both houses are controlled by two different parties, like I said, because little to nothing will get done. And that means more regulations won't be passed. And for right now, the governments remain shut down, and we twiddle our thumbs waiting. That's it for today's Money Markets. I'm watching the markets, so you don't have to. This newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of this radio station, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors 1979 and California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagerradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Greenberg.
Yes, absolutely right.
I certainly was in the right.
Yes, definitely. I guess it was cruising for bruising.